Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We wanted to catch up with Jasmine Opperman, terrorist specialist focusing on Africa. Turns out that it's actually Jasmine's birthday today. Jasmine, happy birthday. Wishing you a wonderful day and year ahead. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
A great, great pleasure.
And your listeners, and thank you for the kind words. Don't celebrate today, we'll be great.
So, Jasmine, we wanted to catch up with you and get a sense of what is happening in Mozambique. As you and I spoke on Friday, just online, we were talking about the fact that that there's been some developments.
Yes, Howard. I think the most disconcerting development over the last 2 weeks is a video, the first official video released by the Islamic State from Mozambique. The concerns with the video, it's in Arabic. The narrator talks fluent Arabic, which shows the foreign influence, making direct threats towards the government, mentioning President Nyusi. And we are seeing the Islamic State narrative now clearly at play in how they present the insurgency. So we are now seeing, as you and I have discussed, how violent jihad has pushed and found a nesting egg in southern Africa.
So does this mean, this video, does it mean a raised level of influence, or does it mean that they are more confident about what they are achieving there?
Both ways. Since the announcement of Vilja Mozambique, the official recognition, the concern has always been for official recognition by IS Central means that there will be influence, that there will be support. But as we have seen since then, dividing themselves in small cells, executing attacks and claiming consistently attacks against Christians, the IS narrative, that there's guidance in terms of branding, but also a growing confidence that they can sustain the momentum that they have achieved. And frankly, what we are seeing in Mozambique is an endless gravel road with this insurgency not near defeat.
So what does that mean now in terms of the pushback, the countries around trying to stop this? Does this mean that we're about to enter a new era?
I think we are on the, but what is a reality, Howard? If you are a Islamic State dissident thinker sitting in wherever, Namibia, or be it in South Africa, where we know they have a support, and they see this video, the insurgency gains a complete different new dimension. It gains a momentum of convincing people that there's a global expansion of a terror group that is winning, and that support for the Islamic State on home soil will be just as devastating. So the threat that you and I have discussed has truly, it must be taken seriously on domestic soil as well. How are they going to influence these dissident thinkers in acting and showing the allegiance, not necessarily to the insurgency, but to the Islamic State? We cannot ignore this reality.
Is it being taken as seriously as it should be taken?
With some enforcers in Cabo Delgado, there can be an argument that it's taken seriously. But as you and I know, even these forces are struggling due to lack of capacity. I am sorry to say that I do not think our intelligence services are in a position to be able to counter the Islamic State in its broader context than mere military response, mere law and order response. We have seen it with the Tulsi case. We have seen it with two other cases being thrown out of the court. I don't think the region is always up to standard with what it means to counter an international terror group in advance.
That's where we leave it. It's a very, very concerning story, one that we've been covering quite extensively, thanks to Jasmine Opperman, who has continually alerted us to this. And unfortunately, nobody wants to be right in this, but it is going the very way that Jasmine predicted. Jasmine, thank you as always, and wishing you a very, very happy birthday.